online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Oh, how offended Katrina is by the disarray in the studio.
I hate this.
Colby was here 2 days ago.
And he messed my stuff up.
He touched her pen.
He doodled on my pen.
He doodled on her doodles. The horror.
The world is ending.
It's bad. He added to my doodles. He messed with my doodles. And he chewed the end of the pen. You don't do that.
That's right. If only there were bigger things like world hunger to worry about.
I know I'm going to end up chewing on that pen now. And then I'm going to be like,
I'm sure it's horrible.
It is horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to our show. This is Life.
Life.
It's the show where we talk about stuff and things and
life.
Generalities. There's a word.
Yay, good job.
This is episode number 47 for May 9th, 2013. Three shows until you leave. Only three. It's getting there. The bottom three shows. Yep. And we're live on Tuesday tonight, so I doubt you're watching. But if you are, hello.
Hello.
You aren't.
Hello, hiya.
But you might be. But you're not.
Did you tweet?
Yes.
But that doesn't. That doesn't. One person might be watching.
That doesn't mean anything. No one watches. Anyway.
Yes.
So if you want to watch us next week, we'll be back live on Wednesday. 6 o'clock Central Time, duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live. Duo, like the dew on a leaf, and oh, like...
Oh my god.
Like what Katrina said when she saw that her pen had been touched.
Ah!
But with one O and one H. So, a lot less expressive than that O.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're watching us live, you can text us 505-750-0304. Turns out, I discovered this on a Sunday when we did Seth and Colby, you know, a show that matters. Actually opened up our text app, and because I had not opened it in so long, there were a lot of texts there that had not been alerted to me.
Shocking.
So
how many?
Some amount.
Like, was it in the hundreds?
No.
Oh.
No, but it was
thousands?
In the... Thousands? It was in the double digits, so.
In the tens?
In the tens. There was a baker's dozen, if you can imagine the amount. But, sorry about that. But it's working now, probably. So if you just want to text us, it's 505-750-0304, and we shall receive your message. Don't call, because we're not going to answer. I actually just now turned on that computer. If you watch this live, you just saw the screen come on, because I just now thought of it. Oh, people could call. I'm not going to answer it, so it was really not... There was no reason for me to turn it on, but...
It's there.
It's there. So, and you also, for Katrina, the first... Well... Yeah, you'll get one more letters. You'll get one more letters because it's your third show. Your last show here will be another letter segment.
Yay!
So send in your email letters, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift2-D-E-W-O-H.com. And we'll probably read those if they're good and if you happen to be one of the first 10 the last 10 I received, so I don't have to dig through my inbox.
You're awful.
Because I don't like getting letters. I dig through them all. I read every letter, even the bad ones. In fact, I like those. Send more of those. But only if they're about me, because if they start with Katrina, I don't rate them. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by the Duo Shop.
Hey, the
yes,
Duo
Katrina.
Shop.
Katrina is wearing a shirt from the Duo Shop, although it's, you know, this, we don't really care about the show at all, because I spent the first 5 minutes talking about Seth and Colby, and Katrina is wearing a Rena and Leela t-shirt. So that should tell you what we think about you guys who love this show above all else. But, yeah, the Duo Shop makes some great apparel. So check that out. We came out with three new t-shirts, including a Watt Crackers t-shirt, which I really enjoy.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
If you don't understand that, you should check out the newest episode of Men of Wit. It's hilarious. And then buy the t-shirt. But we also got a new Life shirt, which is why we mentioned it right at the top of the show.
Woo-hoo!
Cool new Life shirt. And there are more styles coming in May. I only had time to make three because of a whole bunch of stuff that went on at the end of last month. But I promise you, there will be more this month. How's it going over there, Katrina?
I'm just fixing my mic.
It looked like your mic was having some trouble.
That's because I needed to fix its positioning, and I'm sure Colby messed with that as well.
No, he didn't touch it.
Liar.
Liar! So we have this on the show to talk about.
What do we have?
Okay. Katrina has submitted to us.
Submitted to you via text 2 hours ago.
School's out. So she can talk about that. Her job update, if we care.
Nope.
Girls Weekend. Was it kind better of. Than mine, as a note for me?
No.
And Fringe, which I have a question mark afterwards because I hope she doesn't mean the show that's been off the air for 2 years. Because that's really relevant to our listeners. And then I have Colby, of course, came up last weekend, sent a really embarrassing Snapchat to someone I was not supposed to send a Snapchat to. We played a drinking game, and then Colby made some outlandish statements, and I feel like we could quiz Chris because she was the only one who was sober due to her blood clot medication.
I know, I wondered how that went, but she had the most fun, though.
It was amazing to watch.
Oh, I'm sure she enjoyed just watching that happening. And then I've also got a couple articles on here, like how to eat sushi properly, and then I've got some great advice for you single guys out there.
No, we're not going to get to any of this.
We probably won't get to any of it. And then, of course, I've got an end cap here. Colby may be moving to Manhattan, but we'll talk about it. It's not going to happen. Because I feel like we talk about this every time he comes up. This time it's a little different, and we can get to that.
Well, the last two times it's been a little different.
Yeah, this time's really different. Because
I'm scared.
Well, do we just want to jump right in? Is that what we want to do? Is just
nope,
jump right
we,
into? Okay,
nope.
All right, let's jump right into what you're talking about. Go.
I don't have anything.
Okay. No, you got three things on here.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You got four things. You're right.
No,
sorry.
No, because my things are pointless compared to yours, as always.
Pointless?
Because Girls Weekend is going to happen this weekend, so I was going to kind of just lead into
this
that.
Weekend? What happened last weekend?
I was a bum on a log.
Well, how come you weren't over here then?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get an invite.
You didn't ask?
You just kept sending me obscene Snapchats and with a...
Did a lot of that.
And it was mean. So I was like, I don't want to go over there. He's mean.
No, we would have been meaner if you were over there.
I know. That's why I was like, I don't want to go. I'm not going to willingly subject myself to that.
That's part of the fun, though. You should have
So instead, I got six Snapchats into that regard. Like, oh, this is the best fun ever. You're bad word. And then you're missing out on the best time of your life. And I was like, no, I'm not.
I don't think I said those words.
Well, you did tell me how I was super jealous and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I'm not. Have fun. You're like, well, the simple fact that you responded means you're jealous.
I remember that, like, which is true because you did. You responded.
And then I stopped responding because, like, I don't care.
Oh, we didn't put that together.
Obviously. But I was like, the last thing I'm going to do is tell you because then you're like, oh, the fact that you're pointing it out.
What time of the night was this, do you think?
That was after I got done eating, which means it was around 8 or 9 o'clock.
That
was
when you started. Already drunk.
Yeah. I knew that. I could tell by your chat, by your Snapchats.
Yeah, we might have started slightly early on Saturday. Friday.
Friday. It was Friday.
It was a Friday.
It was Friday.
Because Saturday we had to take off. Completely.
And Sunday, apparently.
Well,
Sunday was slightly
a little better on Sunday. Not much better. Well, okay, let me say this. Colby had to take Saturday off. Me and Antonio were doing great, and we were having private Twitter conversations back and forth about Colby and how he's a jerk because he won't move. And then Colby finally caught on and checked Twitter. And
it took him forever.
It took him a very long time, and there's a lot of inside jokes. And
he said lots of things that made no sense.
Yeah,
that's Colby in general, though.
But Friday night we started probably about 7:40, and by started I mean we all did two Patron shots to start.
Oh wow!
And Colby started, I believe, with two Patron shots and two American turkey shots. Not American turkey, American honey.
I was gonna say turkey shots.
And we drank a liter and 1.75 liters of American honey on Friday, so.
Including the Patron as well.
I know.
Yeah, and the Patron.
I know at one point Chris had tweeted, she's like, and everyone's doing shots. Hashtag Colby shot. Hashtag Seth shot. Hashtag Antonio shot.
I was supposed to be counting shots and hashtagging them so on Seth and Colby they could go back and count.
And recap.
Well, I was doing it on Seth and Colby's Twitter and then I checked my tweets and then they took a shot and I was like, oh, tweet. And then I was like, oh, that's not the right account.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we played a fun game.
A fun game?
Yes.
This was fun?
Well,
it was fun. It was
no, I mean, I'm sure
me.
It was, but it's just...
It was very fun.
The fact that Colby was drinking is, I mean, kind of funny.
Yeah, it was shocking. I guess Antonio brings that out in him because he's... I mean, you've been over here, and he certainly never drank that
much.
Yeah,
like,
he drank more than... Well, not more than. He drank longer than anyone else.
I was going to say, last time I was here with you guys... He went in there and just randomly would take shots with him, like with himself.
Yeah, and that was the first time I think I'd ever seen him subject himself.
And it almost seemed like he had to do it on his own.
Well, in
like,
general, there will be one point in the night where Colby will wake up. At just a random point, he'll sit in his chair like this. Here's my Colby impression.
That's pretty good, Colby.
I thought so. Pretty good.
Waking up.
And then he'll just stand. And he goes, we got to do something. It's like, all right, guys, I'm ready. Let's do something. And it's like 1:30 at night, and we're winding down, and he's woken up. And he just does shots by himself. But this time, he actually did his own shots. And Well, we played this game.
And what is this game?
It was a bad
So, game. Instead of playing a normal drinking game, you know, one that has defined rules and can easily be controlled, let's mm-hmm. say. One that has been fine-tuned so you don't OD. Okay, let's say it that way.
Okay.
I'm
listening. You have my attention.
What we did was every time Antonio scratched his beard, he took a shot.
Or talked with his hands.
Or clapped.
So you guys got drunk.
Yeah, or clapped.
He took a shot. Anytime Colby made an outlandish statement or a non sequitur, let me give you an example.
What is a non sequitur?
Like something that doesn't make sense. Like, okay. Like this about where he walks out to take a drink or take a smoke, puts his hands on the railing of the balcony and says, "Guys, we can do anything."
My favorite was when he grabbed the pillow, hugged it, and goes, "I wish I could be in this pillow."
Those are non sequiturs. So every time he said something like that, he had to take a shot. And you guys may or may not know Colby well, may not know Antonio well, so let me tell you this. Every time I insulted somebody, I had to take a shot. So
that's where you ended up sending me four. I didn't count, so I'm just going to say four mean, insulting Snapchats.
Yes, and
with several insults
this,
in each one.
This is more, it was cool, it made me feel really awesome the night we were doing it. Now it's embarrassing, but I would literally point to Colby or Antonio or send you a Snapchat and goes, "Who wants to be insulted so I could take a shot because too much time had passed?"
And then he said, "Colby smelled like a carrot farm that had been out in the sun for 25 years.
Yep.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, carrots get stinky. It's compost.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So, we got a little drunk. And,
no way.
Just a tad.
And we started about 7:45. By 10, we were really gone. And that's when we just started taking shots because we couldn't remember
the
game.
And that was when I was in the movie, so I didn't get these till I got out at like
Yeah, because I remember getting your text messages, and it was at that point of the night where I remember reading them, but I don't remember comprehending what they meant.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
I remember you sent one about some movie looking good, and I was going to be like, "That movie looks horrible."
Oh, no, the movie I saw was one you did not want to see.
No, the trailer. You texted me something about a trailer.
No, I remember those because you're like, "Those are awful."
I didn't even reply. I don't think it's what happened.
No, you did.
Let's see here.
Wrong button. That's because I was not in the right place.
Where am I going?
My text.
Yeah, I know, but how am I? It's like
I'm going.
Wait,
too far.
We text a lot more than that.
I know, right? I sent you. Oh, you sent me a picture. Okay, so I've gone too far.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I texted you, and I said, "Oh my God, two guns." And then I said,
"Yeah, this is
World
it.
War Z also looks really good."
Yeah.
You're like, "What you up to?"
And that was the next day.
Yeah.
That was at 5 o'clock the next day.
No, because you had Snapchatted me a video with like something about the movies and that those look really dumb. Or not dumb,
well,
but...
Well, the thing
like,
is
let me
is
guess
that
you're at the movies.
I really want to see World War Z.
I remember that.
And also, this is at 10:27 p.m. is when you,
you
text me this.
You were way gone.
Malia, I believe, is calling us. And she's called us three times in a row.
Should we just call her?
I'm really having... No, she's ringing right now. I'm having a real struggle internally, thinking, if I answer her call, it's kind of not fair because wouldn't
you
answer a
said,
regular person's
yeah. and
call.
And you just said you weren't going to answer a call, so don't call.
But it's like...
But
it
is Malia. She does have studying to be doing. No, she actually has. She should have class soon.
Is she watching us? I mean, she'd have to be
no,
watching
she's
us.
She's on her way to class.
She's calling right now. She knows we're talking about her.
She's on her
just
way to class.
Just answer the phone.
She's okay. on her way to class.
All right, Malia, what's up?
What are you doing? Why are you not
is
in class?
Your refrigerator running?
All right, goodbye. That was worth
that
it.
That was a great...
Mute. Okay. Anyway, thanks. Now I don't even know what we were talking about.
How you were so gone by 10:30.
It was at 10:30 when you texted me this. I was about to text you back a lie and say, "That movie looks horrible," just to be a jerk.
That's what I expected.
But I was literally so drunk, it was at that point where I was like, "It's not even worth moving my fingers, man." And so I just threw my phone back down.
It was worth you looking at the first place.
And my phone was just covered in honey by the end of night. It was so sticky.
And buffalo wing sauce, because he dropped it into his plate of wings.
Aww.
Yeah, it was a great night.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, we just sat around. And I don't even really remember what we did. I think we did mostly just talking.
My
That's
favorite
about
part of the night was Colby trying to open the water bottle.
He got really confused
he
by this
got,
water bottle.
Had,
he
like,
couldn't figure
lid,
it out.
And he couldn't pull the lid off. So then he tried unscrewing it. I was like, "No, Colby, that's not how it works." And then he was like... and he just stared
so,
at it.
So I believe I Snapchatted you something very inappropriate about Antonio doing things to you.
No.
Okay.
But you did send.
You tried.
No, I'm pretty sure I sent you something.
You did send me
event.
One. You sent me one, and you're like, okay, Katrina, make sure your boyfriend is nowhere near.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Listen
yeah.
to this video.
Okay, this Snapchat that I sent you, I sent to, of course, when you have a Snapchat, you send it to the person it's intended to, and then you send it to everyone who's in the room with you so you can all laugh together about your hilarious Snapchat,
yep.
even though they just saw you do it. It's drunk logic.
Yeah, no,
don't,
I get it.
Don't
get
judge
it.
Me.
I
so
do
I
it.
Send it to Katrina Abbott. Well, actually, this is the order I did it. I sent it to Colby Newman. And then I sent it to Antonio Pinella, and then I sent it to Katrina Abbott's. The problem is I didn't send it to Antonio Pinella. I sent it to a girl I work with named Alyssa, who also starts with an A. And then I just hit send, and then I held my phone and go, and I remember...
But wait, did you send the first one where it says, like, forewarning, or was the forewarning only sent to me?
Everything I sent to you, I sent to her on accident.
Everything?
I like, well, like everything
those
after
two.
Those
okay.
two in a row, basically.
Okay.
I sent... No, actually, I think I just sent the second one.
Because the first one was specifically me, because it was like, Katrina, your boyfriend. And
yeah, that's right. And then the next one was very inappropriate, mm-hmm. and that's the one I accidentally sent.
Do you remember what it was?
I do. We can't repeat it here, because that's how inappropriate it is. But
well,
I
no,
do.
I know, because then... Okay, we'll talk about it at break, because I was like, I don't...
I'll tell
you. What I remember wasn't that inappropriate.
Well, I forgot, and then, well, no, she texted me, and I sent her another one that said, I'm sorry, that wasn't meant for you, my bad.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting there in my big purple K-State drunk shirt. Like, you see me, I look
I
like
know
a,
your drunk
the
shirt,
biggest...
It's got the hole in it.
Yeah, the slubbiest shirt I could possibly be in. My hair looked like this. I know it looked like this, because I had, like, a canopy growing out of my head. It was horrible. And I sent her, like, my bad. And... And then she texts me right back and go, I didn't see your Snapchat. My sound wasn't on. And I
good.
Said, thank God it was so inappropriate.
Small miracles.
And then she just said, LOL, okay. And then I forgot it happened until she walked into a meeting room on Monday. And I was like, I Snapchatted you this weekend.
Awkward.
Yeah. I was like, it was inappropriate. And we had a good laugh about that. It's like, you guys have
it's
a good
It's always
weekend.
Good when you can have a laugh about it. It's not
yeah.
so good when you get like the judgmental going on or like. Faces or
yeah, I mean, she's cool.
Questions.
So I wasn't really worried. What I was more worried about is that the Snapchat, like, we've known each other for almost three years now. We're at a level where we can say certain things. Work relationships aren't necessarily at that level.
Yes.
And and also, she's a female. Makes it a little more awkward.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but she did say that she could, because I yelled it so loud, make out one word that I said. Bet you can guess which word that was. But yeah, so other, I guess no harm, no foul. Just really watch out what you Snapchat.
And who be careful with your drunk.
And who you send it to.
With your drunk texting.
Yeah, but you know, it makes for a good Snapchat story.
And it makes for a good story in general. Like, yeah. Drunk stories are usually the best ones.
Yeah, and I don't usually have a lot of them. So that's a good one.
Well, that's because usually, I got drunk this weekend with myself.
Mm-hmm.
With myself.
That's generally what it is, because Colby never comes up and Katrina blows me off to sit. So, Chris,
yep.
What do you remember from this weekend? Since you were the sober one, what would you
and
pick
Chris
out
can't
as the
drink,
best
she's
part?
Got a blood clot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I remember Antonio looking at me and going, you're the most sober one here. I don't know how he missed it. It was probably like 11 o'clock at night. I don't know how he missed that I hadn't been drinking up to this point.
It's because he's drunk.
Yeah, she didn't even have a liquor around
her.
We did most of our shots back here.
I tried to explain
wow.
to him.
That's different.
That I was just, like, I had a blood clot, and he just kept going like this. I'm not pregnant, and he just like stared at me and was like, I don't know where
I don't remember that at all.
Of course
you
not
were somewhere
it was
else.
11 o'clock you
I think
were gone.
You and Colby were back here and he was like standing over there. What else do I remember? I remember Colby going out on the balcony. They went out to smoke and Colby goes out there and he goes, sorry, Chris, you can't hear this, and then shuts the door.
He does that a lot when
and
he's
then,
here.
Like, a minute later Seth opens the door and he goes, she can hear this.
I remember doing that. I don't remember what he said.
I don't remember what you were talking about.
I don't either. I'm sure it was something woman related.
It was not something that bad to like.
No,
I
that's
remember,
why I opened the door back up.
I remember thinking like, this is like the, it was something like, what do you like best on a woman? Like something that's very like tame. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just so funny. I don't know what else they did. Antonio was over on his phone the whole time.
Yeah, he got sex while we were doing it. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, he was
that was
sexting.
Fun. Got to look at those. Remember those?
That's cool.
Colby was like, pass out. Oh, and then Seth and Antonio and me decided to go to bed. And Colby's like, one more shot. Let's take one more shot. One more shot.
And me and Antonio are just walking away. We're not even so listening. He's just like, all right.
He pours himself half a shot and goes, I'll take half a shot. And he like does a shot.
And then he woke up at 3 in the morning and threw up. Used our camping toothbrush that, by the way, marks right by your leg. You may want to watch out. And, and went back to bed.
And apparently, when he got up, Antonio was on our couch.
That's what I was wondering how the sleeping
arrangements Colby was in Aaron's bedroom. Well, apparently, he wanted to go smoke a cigarette after he threw, or before he threw up. I don't know. So he stood behind Antonio on the couch. Just like peered down at him. And then Antonio like kind of woke
That's
up.
That's usually when
like,
the guy wakes up being peed on.
Halfway.
Like when you wake up with.
And then he just turned Colby over and went back to bed. Colby went out and smoked by him.
Colby apparently didn't think about doing anything to Antonio. Literally, I came out here at 6 o'clock in the morning because I do that.
I know.
And
I woke up.
And that woke me up. So I went out and went to the bathroom. And when I was out here, the TV was still on. The movie we were watching was paused. In the middle of the TV, Antonio was just laying on the couch, country music blaring off the speakers on his iPhone.
Oh, also.
And that makes it even more funny to think that Colby was here 3 hours earlier, TV still on, pause in the middle of the day, country music blaring, and Colby's just staring down at Antonio.
Also, apparently.
Because of the country music.
Apparently, in the middle of the night, Aaron's bed is not put together very well. And Aaron's obviously very small. Colby's so obviously very. Apparently
obviously
the
not.
Bed collapsed.
Well,
we had to get our sleeping bag.
Yeah, that we had just bought. And he's just like, dude, I slept in your sleeping bag. It's no. Like you're single-handedly destroying everything we bought for camping. Which, by the way, I can't fit in the sleeping bag.
I found you one to fit in, though.
She found me like one that has like maximum girth. You know how horrible it is that I can't fit in the sleeping bag?
It has this thing called a quantum extender, which adds up to 8 inches. Of course. And it's the best thing ever, and I'm buying it for him.
It's horrible. Okay.
I had to specifically search.
The name alone is what makes it horrible.
Yes.
Extra girth and the.
It's a quantum extender.
The quantum extender. Like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's horrible. So, how's your diet going, Katrina?
It's okay. My ear is ringing and
well,
it won't pop.
It has nothing to do with your diet.
Our diets went awful this weekend.
I gained.
You didn't ask about my diet. My diet's gone horrible.
That's exactly
that's
what I
what
asked.
Just asked.
I said, how are you doing over there?
No,
I said,
how's your diet going, Katrina? You said, my ear's ringing. I said, it has nothing to do with it. And you go, you didn't ask about my diet. Yeah, I did. That's exactly
okay,
what I
so
asked about.
Diet, I will tell you.
Okay.
Thursday, military ball.
Your ear's ringing.
It hurts. It's hard for me to like talk in here. And anyway,
Which,
ball.
You want me to turn your headphones down? Or
maybe.
Turn them
no, because it's just this year. Like this year's fine.
Okay.
Military ball was Thursday, so I had a steak dinner. It was delicious. Next morning.
Yeah, you did.
That happened too, and
oh.
And then
I hate HD.
Then Friday we had Sonic. Friday night we had Who Hut. Saturday I went to a party and had. Sandwiches, and then
yeah.
Saturday night I had whatchamacallit, Houlihan's.
We don't know how to drink. We're just like, duh! This ain't my mouth, duh!
I was like, did she just do what you exactly
yes.
just did? And I was like,
yes,
of course she did. And then, what was
goodness.
It? Sunday, I cooked. And so, and then Tuesday we had pizza because it was half price because the Royals won. Papa John's does the half price.
Well, here's my weekend.
And so that's why I'm having juice right now.
So me and Chris, I already gave up on Thursday when Colby
was
coming down.
Well, no, I expect, like, once I heard Colby's coming into town, I was like, diet will start next week.
Yeah, so Thursday we had
ice cream. We went to Baskin Robbins.
Oh, I had like wings and then we had ice cream. And then Friday when Colby was here.
We went to lunch first. And
well,
had
I also had
sushi.
Ice cream cake.
Yeah, then we had green tea for lunch. And by green tea, I mean what you usually eat times 8 is
yeah,
what we had. Because
we had,
we're
like
no
appetizer.
Diet! Eat all of the sushi.
Now.
And then for dinner, we had
Smash Burger.
I saw that from all your check-ins.
Then we had a liter of American Honey. And then on Saturday, we had Subway.
But we had Smash. Oh, and then Sunday, we had Smash Burger
and then
again.
For dinner. I don't remember what we had for lunch on
Jimmy
Sunday.
Jimmy John's.
We had Jimmy John's on Saturday because it's good hungover food.
Then Subway. Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Iron Man. We had popcorn, or no popcorn, just
candy
and pop. Then we had Subway for dinner. And then on Sunday, we had Smashburger again for lunch, and then we had Carlos and Kelly's for dinner at night.
Because of you, I got chips and queso.
And we have queso in the fridge if you want some.
I just finished mine.
We're not going to eat it, so take it home with you.
Well, and...
No, I don't want it.
Well, it's going to go in the trash. And
this week, we are back on track.
Yeah, then.
But all my classes decided they wanted to order pizza every day of the week. So on Monday, my classes ordered pizza. And it wasn't too bad for me because they ordered from Domino's and Papa John's. And I don't really like either of those places. But then my teacher kept going, like, are Domino's. You sure? Like, I think she thought I didn't have money because she asked, like, people to bring money, you know, and then we'd all chip in. I think she thought I didn't bring money. When actually I had donated my money to a girl who didn't have any and was still drunk from her 21st birthday and really needed the pizza.
Definitely. If you're drunk, you need pizza.
You gotta have that bread,
She just kept looking at me and being like, are you sure you don't want any? Are you sure you don't want any? It was made it like even more awkward that I wasn't. Like I was trying
to just like, eating, just staring at
you. I was trying to just sit there. And when you tell people like, oh, I'm on a diet, they look at you and they go, why are you on a diet?
You should have just said, I don't care for...
I said, I've already eaten lunch. I'm not hungry. And I thought that would end the discussion. And then she asked me three more times. And then I was leaving. She was like, well, I don't want to carry these two pizzas home. And I was like, I don't want any pizza. She's very nice.
That's funny.
But I did not want
She's
any
a food
pizza.
Pusher. A food pusher.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm fine.
Well, so just for a quick diet update, because I did tell myself that I hold myself accountable. I was going to tell everybody. So I had lost, I think, 7 pounds total as of last week. Now I have lost 4 pounds total.
That's not bad.
No, I gained 3 pounds from the weekend.
Okay,
so.
Never mind. I am.
What is that? So shocking! You just like didn't do math. It's like seven. No. Oh, now four. Oh, that's three.
I
difference.
Just wasn't really listening.
You weren't even paying attention.
I wasn't. No.
Yeah. I'm back to like 149.
Which is a net weight gain, or is that like where you normally were?
No, I mean I've been
gain,
at that.
Lost.
Then last week I said I'm back to 145. Woohoo! Now
so you gained 4 pounds.
I'm back to the one.
It's hard, man.
It is. I think
to have weekends when like people are.
Well,
up.
I mean lately, no. I think no. Last week I said I was at 146. I lied, so it's 3 pounds. But that's not a big difference. It's still like that's kind of been my fluctuation.
You gained what I gained.
I mean, but like when I woke up this morning, I was at 146, but I know that I've eaten today, so it's probably back to like 149 because I went to bed last night. It was 149.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, I just mean it's hard enough, like Chris being in class and everyone's eating pizza and you're not. Like, it's hard enough to deal with that. Like, have
Absolutely.
Friends come over or go to, like, a party
and
say,
eat.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Don't be that person. Because
people
hate that person, but you have to be that person.
No, like,
diet.
If you're drinking, you're going to need drunk food, which means you're going to have to have something.
Yeah.
Well, and I
Usually
hate when people
King.
Look at me and go, well, you're already skinny. And it's like, but I'm not where I want to be.
It's like, it's not like, where I want to be, and it's not where I used to be, so
and
leave
like,
it at that.
Today
no one tells
class,
me that.
Today in class we had candy again, and I had one piece.
Oh,
but
I was gonna text you and be like, Seth, all I want right now is chocolate.
I almost bought
specifically.
I almost bought cookies at Hy-Vee, but then I remembered Rawls wasn't tonight, so
specifically,
I wasn't gonna make you just eat
chocolate.
Cookies.
I
would have
made them
tomorrow. I will get you guys
chocolate.
I'll get you guys chocolate
Dove
for tomorrow's
chocolate.
Show.
That's all I ask.
Okay, I'll get you.
What
stuff.
Was it?
Dove chocolate.
Okay, thank you.
It's not hard to remember.
And it'll be in like 8:30. But anyway.
Okay.
Should we take a commercial break?
I guess so, since you're just running the show now. I guess we'll just take a commercial break, Katrina. Since,
okay.
Since you're in charge. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Sigma 2 is brought to us by Amazon. Duo.com.
I'm going to say I'm a zombie.
I'm a zombie. It's brought to you by I'm a zombie. Go to duo.com/Amazon. Use the search bar that's right there and buy some cool stuff. Everything is usually cheaper on Amazon than it is like everywhere else. And they have the biggest selection of everything anywhere. So just sit in your chair or your couch. Not in your couch. On your couch. Why do you sit in a chair and on a couch? That doesn't make a lot of sense. But
If anything, the couch eats you up, so you're more in the couch than you are.
Yeah,
chair.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense. No. So sit in slash on your couch slash chair, and go to Duo.com, DEWOH.com/Amazon. Use the search bar. It's the same Amazon experience you get everywhere else. Prime, all the free shipping, and the huge selection, but we get a little bit of credit for it. It really helps the show out, so go ahead and do that. Duo.com/Amazon. All right, what are we going to talk about this segment, Katrina?
I don't care.
Because we can...
You can...
Pick. Well, we could talk about some of your stuff, I think, maybe.
I mean, sure.
We do have a lot of people who, you know, want to hear about your life.
I doubt
that. No.
I don't think so.
So, let's get the job update. Because that's the most pressing thing in your life right
now.
And
it's really bad.
Great.
And Katrina's done absolutely nothing.
That's not true. I have an interview on Friday.
Yay for Katrina. I'm so proud of you.
So I have an interview on Friday for a position that is, one is in Junction City and the other two are in Junk City.
Oh, boo.
And I would commute. I would stay in Manhattan and commute. But
you have to go to Junction.
It gets worse. Uh-oh. The other two available ones that I said I would think about are in Wichita. Which would suck then if I go to Wichita and then Colby ends up here. And then it's like, oh, well, how convenient. Okay, you can stop that. I get it.
I would much rather have Colby up here.
Well, I know that. We all know that.
I just have to throw it in
and
there.
And then you'll forget about me.
No, yeah.
Probably. Exactly.
Well, you'd forget about
me. Either way,
Katrina,
when I leave.
Out of all of us, who is the person who sees you the most with the most effort? I mean, I know we can't see each other without us seeing each other, but...
I don't even understand what that question
was. I mean, I want to see her more than she wants to see me.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You don't express that enough.
I just said it.
You do now. I mean, you say that now. Okay.
Katrina, my only friend is Johnny Walker. How much more do I have to express it?
This is true.
Yes. Well, actually, my new friend, I think, is American Honey. But American Honey's not a good name.
I get that.
Johnny Walker's an actual person.
Otherwise, I'm still looking for jobs. But what I'm thinking about is if...
Well, we're at in Wichita, first of all. You're just looking there.
No. I have an interview with St. Francis. It's like an adoption
thing. Yes, I know all about it.
I don't know where that is. I just know it's in Wichita.
Let me show you real quick. Okay, watch the show live, duo.com/life. There's a watch video or go to YouTube, search DuoTube. Okay. Here's Wichita, right? Okay. Okay. This side is the east side, or mm-hmm. I guess for your vision. This side's the east side, okay?
Thank you for that.
This side's the west side. Now, you'll notice in the middle, there's downtown, okay? Right here is Old Town, okay? It's nice. Right here is downtown. It's less nice. This part is the ghetto, okay? It's got like Grove Street, and it's creepy.
And you're gonna die.
It's got a place called Fat Ass Bikes, A-Z-Z Bikes, P-H-A-T-A-Z-Z Bikes, okay?
Oh, that's so cool.
And that's across the street from Wesley Hospital, the nice hospital in Wichita. Okay, St. Francis, so like Wesley's like right here on the outskirts of the ghetto, okay? Right here, smack dab in the middle of the ghetto is St. Francis.
But is it the hospital or is it an adoption?
It's the adoption.
But that's connected to the hospital.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Because I know there's also a St. Francis school, so I didn't know if it was by that.
It's on St. Francis Road, I'll tell you that.
But I guess the school's also in the ghetto, so.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, I mean, there's like, Wichita's the weirdest city on earth because it's like no one zoned anything. Like in most cities, you'll drive,
there.
Here's commercial, here's residential, here's low income. Mm-hmm. In Wichita, it's like high income, residential, low income, big skyscraper, hospital, low income. There's like no separation at all. So you like drive down the road.
Like, the city is like, it's usually like that. And like,
yes.
Yeah.
And people are moving, Wichita's getting wider. Like, yeah. Some cities get more dense. Wichitans are slowly moving away from Wichita. They're stupid, though. They don't understand that if you move, you're just making the city bigger. You're not helping your cause. But they're trying to escape the ghetto as fast as they can, like getting as far away as they can. Look at my parents. They moved out to the butt crack of nowhere. And when they moved out there, there was like nothing. And now they're slowly inching towards them. They're going to be absorbed into Wichita sooner or later. Then it's going to turn into a shanty town, just like my life.
I was going to say, just like your life. Yeah. Just like your parking lot.
But anyway, so
in
good
any
luck
case,
with that.
If I get the job doesn't open up until July, so it would give me time to look for something else and be like, hey, a better opportunity has come along, so I can still find a job.
But you got an interview in Junk City and you got an interview in Wichita.
No. I have an interview.
Am I there?
I have an interview.
Shall we? We see you have a resume.
I hope the interviewer does that exactly. Katrina can't contain her laugh.
What if he walks in and it looks just like me? What are you going to do?
What if he has a giant jufro?
What if he has curls and he's wearing
a
Torah?
I can tell you I'm interviewing with a lady named Heather, but...
Goldman.
I've been emailing her for a week now, and then when I set up my interview date, she's like, we look forward to seeing you. And I was like, oh, there's a catch. There's someone else in my interview. I've never had that before. Like a joint interview.
Oh!
Because then we look forward to seeing you, which means there's another person with her.
Oh, you mean there's two people interviewing you?
Yes.
No.
That's not that odd.
I've never had that happen, okay?
Anyway. I haven't either. But
I have my interview on Friday, and it's with...
This Friday?
Yes.
In Wichita?
No. here.
You're not letting me explain.
It is here. Would you just shut up and let me talk?
Sure.
My interview was Friday here in Manhattan with St. Francis, because there is a St. Francis here in Manhattan. My interview was with Heather, and it's for the job openings that are in Wichita and Junction City.
Why don't you just work at the St. Francis up here?
Because they don't have any openings here.
Just work at Dania.
It would be more convenient, but there are no openings. Don't you think I would have applied for that one?
Yeah, probably. It would have made a lot of sense.
I know, it would. Not that backwards.
All right, well, good luck to you.
So anyway, I don't really have a job. I'm still searching, so come Friday next week, I'll start looking for other stuff.
A good sign, though, that they have a little place here. I'm guessing they use it mainly to interview college graduates.
Well, they have a facility here. Like, they have, like, adoption social workers here working. It's just they don't have any openings in
that. Where's that at?
South 4th Street.
Oh, no wonder. It's downtownish.
Ghetto! Mm-hmm.
Basically.
There's not really a ghetto in Manhattan.
There is.
By the bread basket, when I volunteered at that bread basket, it was ghetto central.
The state streets on the other side of Points.
Okay.
That's the ghetto.
Yeah, it's kind of
Colorado.
Ghetto. If you think that's the ghetto, you're going to be very surprised, because those roads are paved. And the ones in Wichita are not longer paved. They're potholed.
Yeah.
So
the ones in Wichita are way worse. But there is a small Manhattan ghetto.
Yeah. Here's Junction City, though. And on
it's
this,
all ghetto.
On this side of the city and this side of the city, that's the ghetto.
Ghetto.
the whole thing's a ghetto.
All of it.
Except the KFC, which is glorious.
If you get the one in Junction City, you can carpool to work with my sister.
Hey.
Nope.
Well, hey,
nope.
Why don't you just let him go Bible study me? You go get KFC after that.
Okay.
You think that's a good idea? Yeah.
Can I come?
We'll commune with the chicken lord.
Take her to Bible study.
Yeah, you go to Bible study with Mark.
No,
me and Katrina go get chicken.
Remember when we tried to convince Colby to get KFC and he wanted Subway because he's dumb?
He always wants Subway.
And it was disgusting.
So
all he did was complain about it after we got it.
That's why next time he's here, you'd be like, we're not getting Subway.
Although he did stab his face.
He wanted to eat Smashburger like 20 times.
Oh, it is like, delicious.
Smashburger!
They don't have one. So
yeah.
That makes a difference.
It was just funny.
That makes a big difference.
And Antonio had never had Jimmy John's or Smashburger.
Which is great, because you were talking about Jimmy John's the other day, which makes me want Jimmy John's. I haven't had it all year.
It's good.
By year, I mean,
I have it all the time. It's really low in calories. It's only like 700 calories for a sub.
I know.
It's not that high. And if you get it unwitched, it's only like 300 calories.
Mm, I knew that.
Yeah.
Because isn't it like wrapped in like lettuce or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's surprisingly filling. Actually.
It really is.
If you get an unwitch and a pickle, because the pickle only has like 20 calories. You'll have like less than 400 calories and you'll be full.
And pickles are delicious.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I did have a pickle last week on our show.
Yeah, I bet you did.
No, I remember I was here and I had the pickle.
I don't remember that.
I remember.
It was from your leaky jar.
I remember the leaky jar.
We finally got the pickle smell out
of
our fridge.
I bought two giant-sized baking sodas and put them in the freezer, and it almost doesn't smell like pickle anymore.
Do you mean the fridge?
No.
What? We put
the
one in the
freezer and the fridge. Both of them, because they both smelled like pickle.
You know, it would help if you actually, you know, wiped it out and cleaned it.
There's no pickle juice in there anymore. And I even let the doors open and aired it out in there, and I put the Scentsy inside the fridge.
What? Where was I?
You weren't here. It's stagnant in there.
How did this happen?
You have to get the good smell.
In a fridge.
But you realize that the Scentsy only works when it's heated up, and by putting it in the fridge, it's no longer
heated. I waited
until
it was heated, carried the Scentsy to the fridge. How'd you do that
without burning yourself?
Oven mitts.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
The fact that you
I really worry what happened.
It's not hard to figure out.
When I'm not here now.
I'm not.
Like, he put my Scentsy in the fridge.
Well, clearly
what
you
else
didn't know,
does
so
he do?
I think it's okay.
What else does he do?
It made an improvement, first of all. So
okay.
I should be getting a thank you.
No. You put my goddamn Scentsy in the fridge.
It'll be okay.
I know, it's great.
It'll be fine.
I'm proud.
It apparently didn't work anyway, so.
It worked a little bit.
I think the baking soda
absorbed all the Scentsy smell, too. Pickle of K.
I mean, therefore, you know your baking soda's doing its job.
Yeah, I guess so. Yay. Thanks, baking soda. You got the wrong smell. You were going to say something. I can tell because you sat up.
I don't remember.
Every time you sit up, you're going to talk about yourself. No, so I'm waiting for it.
She's like,
I was just going to change
this.
Topics, but
she's
I didn't want to be rude.
No, change topics, please.
Okay, well, now it's all awkward. I hate changing topics because then I'm like, I don't know.
I
want to
hear about this sushi, so let's get to that.
Of course, that's what Chris wants to hear about.
I'm obsessed with sushi.
No, it's okay. I'm okay
with
sushi.
I need to eat sushi the proper way. Mm. Although sushi is higher in calories than you would think.
Right.
Oh, no, that doesn't surprise me.
The rice.
It's always fun to do these like articles and things that I didn't write, but I just find online. I find them interesting.
While
at the very end of the show, it say things we didn't get to.
No,
today.
I want to get to this one.
Okay. You guys want this? You want the sushi right now?
Yes. Sushi.
We need some, like, shut Chris up. We need some sushi music here. Some good sushi music.
This is going to be the most racist thing you've heard all year.
No, it's not.
Well, that's true, knowing Seth.
Sushi.
Remember when we went to Green Tea and they were playing...
Oh, sorry, you're telling a story? Okay, go ahead.
They were playing cartoons.
Uh-huh.
Listening to Jamaican music.
Yeah, it was a little strange.
And what was the other TV on?
Like Fox News or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
And I think that's what they think Americans like. Cartoons, yeah.
And they turned it on, and it was like... And then one of the waitresses, one of the American waitresses was like, turn that down! Turn that down! It's too loud! And you see him with their... Hold on.
It was
great.
Really funny.
I just saw myself doing that on camera, and I apologize.
And then we thought, this is the place Katrina normally eats sushi.
This is what I love.
Low-class sushi.
Sumo is so much better.
And I'm aware of that. Umi.
And it's not that much more expensive.
I believe that. I always go because they have their specials during the day.
Yeah, that's true. Their specials are pretty cheap. Their specials are cheap.
I mean, very rarely do I go when it's not on sale.
Are we going to talk about this now?
Or? Nope.
I mean, Chris made us talk about this and then stopped us from talking about it.
She does. I never get to talk. History.
If you ever found yourself at the counter sushi restaurant,
I can't even take you seriously.
Nervously watching and comment.
I don't know. Just speak normally.
Other customers around her. Don't worry. Wait, do you make the R's L's or the L's R's? Which one is it?
Just speak regularly.
It turns out even Japanese people aren't too sure ourselves when it comes to dealing with sushi.
Do you want to reread that in English? Because I didn't catch any of that.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Thankfully, Japan has etiquette guides for everything, from how to wear a suit to how to eat a hamburger. So proper tips aren't hard to find. We've sourced a compilation. That's not the word.
Compilation. Oh my God.
A compilation of sushi manners that outlines some of the finer points, while also giving us an insight into the type of things that confuse Japanese sushi customers. First up, Irashi Tamami.
Can I try?
Or, yeah, sure, go for this one. Right here. Let's do that. Here we go.
Irashimes?
Let Chris try it. I feel like he skipped 8 letters in that.
Where is it?
It's a big, long consonant.
Irashimashe.
Irashimashe! Anyway, which means welcome. Let's take a roll call with the main styles of sushi. Nigiri sushi, hand-molded with nita and a bed of sushi rice. Makimano, sushi rice with seaweed wrap and a variety of fillings. These come in regular roll shapes and are more rectangular battleship shapes, which are called ngunkamaki. Remember this, okay? You guys with me so far?
With you.
How to order. This is what we really care about. Either tell the staff your budget to receive a specially designed course from the chef, or make your request from the menu. Keep in mind that it's best to start with lighter flavors and then move on to stronger flavors as the course progresses. While toro, supple, fatty tuna, is a popular choice for many people, ordering in bulk and dismissing all other choices is considered bad form. A well-rounded order with a few different varieties is a much better way to get on good terms with the chef.
Is this why last time you went you got a lot of food?
No, we were just fat.
Okay.
That's why.
I'm just curious.
They say you can test the flavors of a sushi restaurant by their egg rolls, but the anego, conger eel, and the kono shiro, gizzard shad, are also great ways to see the chef's talent and try distinctive flavors. When makimano comes out, it's a sign that your specially designed course is at an end. Make any additional orders now, if you're not full. How to eat. Eat the sushi as soon as it's placed in front of you. Eat it with one hand or with chopsticks. Either is no problem. Do you eat with chopsticks, Katrina?
Sometimes.
How do you usually eat it?
With chopsticks.
I know, but you said sometimes.
Okay,
other
times it's probably my hands.
Okay, both are acceptable. Very good. I'm just imagining
you eat it with one hand.
A couple
if you
times.
Pick it up with two.
I just imagine Katrina going in there and being like, oh my God, sushi! Let's get in here with the fork!
I don't know why I didn't expect that.
I love me some sushi! It's so delicious! I put it in my mouth and I eat it with a fork!
Admit, once,
hey, you got some Tabasco?
I have used a spoon once.
That's terrible.
Once.
Uh-oh, sorry.
But it was easier to use my fingers.
It's important to eat the sushi in one mouthful.
That's why I take it in hand.
Might be too big, then ask for it to be cut or molded into a smaller portion. When dipping sushi into soy sauce, do it so the sauce only touches the nita, the fish topping, and not the rice. You don't have to turn the sushi over to get the job done. Just tilt it to the side and dip the tip of the nita. As rice soaks up the soy sauce, it's likely to crumble. Gunkin sushi might spill and fall apart if tipped, so a bit of sneaky sauce on the rice is forgiven here, as long as you aim mostly for the seaweed dip. What to avoid?
Okay.
Don't drown your sushi in loads of soy sauce.
I don't do that. I don't like soy sauce anyway.
Taste the fish in the rice. Taste it!
Do it!
Don't take the nita off the sushi rice.
What's the nita?
The fish!
Oh, I don't do that. Why'd you point at me?
Dip it in soy and then return it to the top of its rice bed. Page 2. Hold on. I think we only got like one left. Okay. Don't wear a strong smelling fragrance if you plan to sit at the counter. Duh.
Yeah, no.
Don't show off half-hearted sushi knowledge. Show some humility to the chef and he's sure to treat you in kind. That's it.
Cool.
I think most of those things I was currently doing.
The thing about the fish I didn't really do. Like I do just kind of dip it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to dip the soy sauce
in. Yeah, I don't really use soy sauce anyway because I don't care for them.
I do on some of them. Like, it depends.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need a little different flavor or something.
I like that. We get the tempura normally to start, and then we use the tempura sauce sometimes because it's good.
Okay, should we go to break now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back.
No. Sushi.
We'll be right back with the more rife. Right, say it.
Good enough.
So good job.
So the R instead of the L. Welcome back to Life. Segment 3 is brought to you by Fandango. Katrina, sing it.
Fandango.
That's right.
Get your movie tickets. Yeah, get your tickets.
That's the only...
Fandango.
That's like the only one I miss from like when we lost commercials, we lost that jingle. We should just play it in this part of the show, just randomly play it. But Fandango, so summer movie season is here. Last week we dedicated like 20 minutes to talk about all the movies we want to go see.
Oh my god, yes. I found more.
I went and saw Iron Man with Colby last weekend. I can't believe that Tony Stark got syphilis halfway through the movie. I just can't believe that. It's so shocking.
I watched Pain and Gain.
Yeah, that's not a summer movie. Boo.
Though. It wasn't as good as I thought it was, but it's still... It was just epic to see Rock as like a baby. Like
he was a baby?
Like he's this big, tough, burly man, but he just wants to be a nice guy.
Gotcha.
He's so nice. Gotcha. It's just funny because he gets taken advantage of because of it.
Yeah, he
does. Yeah.
Okay.
Wish by me. No.
So anyway, so Fandango, you can use the link on duo.com, DEWOH.com. Right there on the homepage is a link to Fandango. Click it and get all your tickets in advance. You won't have to wait in any lines for like Iron Man or Star Trek or Great Gatsby or whatever else is coming out soon. Will Smith movies are coming out and all types of stuff. You know Will Smith's there. If Big Willie's there, you know Big Sethy's there also.
Way to finish that one off strong.
Oh, let's pretend we didn't finish then. So duo.com/Fandango. Go there.
Chris,
get your movie tickets. Sorry. No, she does the obvious. She pretends it is finished.
I realized that after I said that. I was like, no mind.
Okay, people got the joke. Templeton. So, that didn't even work there.
I know, no, it didn't.
It doesn't even make sense. But we do it, and people laugh. So here's what we got left. Colby moving to Manhattan. Some advice for some single guys. And Fringe.
One
of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't.
I was singing that earlier.
Congratulations.
Like it's just weird. You can't do that.
I know. But now I just want to do it all the time.
I know.
What is Katrina? Katrina is
writing that last one a little
army balls over here on her paper.
It is so hot in here.
Army balls.
Satan would walk in this room right now and be like, turn up the air, bro.
I'm surprised you don't have the air conditioner.
They were drunk.
It is on.
Seth decided to turn off the air conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do it?
So Antonio would take his shirt off.
No, I turned the heater up to 90.
So Antonio would take his shirt off.
Did he?
No,
but he did change into shorts.
And he mooned people outside the window.
Yeah. I do this hilarious thing where they go out the smoke and I lock the door. See how long I leave him out there. And then Colby caught on once and he smoked faster than Antonio, walked inside. Then we shut the door, locked Antonio out, and then we let him in and we saw his butt.
It was great. Hairy. Story.
Yeah, I know. So you want to talk about Colby real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so Colby got fired from his job. You know this, right?
I vaguely remember this.
So he used
and that
to.
That sucks because he spent all of his time there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's going to college at Wichita State.
Lame.
Wichita is not a state, so it's not a real school in my mind.
But even though it did go pretty far in the basketball tournament.
By the way, did you see the tweet from K-State Sports?
No.
Where they're shooting the video and poster for next year's basketball season, and there's like seven dudes
because
everyone left.
I'm scared of
it's that. So depressed. No, K-State's no longer my team.
You're going to have to find me that tweet later and show me.
I will. Don't worry. I'll show it to you, and then we'll weep together. But anyway... So he goes to Wichita State. He's getting a degree, and I don't know if he's chosen yet, but I'm sure it'll be something design related. And he used to work at Intrust Bank as a customer service agent. And he apparently, it was some racket. Like, they, of course, screen all your calls and, you know, do customer service. Apparently, they picked, like, two calls that he did that were bad calls. And, like, I mean, I believe him because why would he lie to me? Like, if he didn't want the job, he would tell me it just sucked. I phoned it in.
No, or if anything, he just would have quit.
Yeah, or he just would have quit. So I believe him when he said it was a racket and he did a good job. So it sucks that he got fired. And he needed the money. His parents make him pay for food and gas and cigarettes. And, you know, I mean...
Be a real person.
He lives at home, so he doesn't have bills or rent. But otherwise, he has to pay for everything.
Yeah.
So he obviously needs the money. So now he has no job, and his semester's up, basically, this week, next week. And so he had an interview with Emprise Bank, another bank in Wichita... last week, got the call, didn't get the job. And then he had an interview this morning with, get this, a VP at Commerce Bank. Okay? Sounds pretty lofty. Like, I was thinking, oh, that's pretty awesome. He had an in. His grandma knew him. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I think he was VP of marketing, which is just what Colby needed. So we both kind of got our hopes up. I'm sure him more than me. And then it turned out he just wanted to give him a teller position.
Aww.
So he texts me and he's like, how sure are you that we could, you know, you could get me a job where you work? And I was like, 95% sure. It's like, I could probably get you a job in art. I may not be able to get you one up here with marketing, but definitely probably in art. I mean, I feel like I could go to anybody and say, you have to hire this dude because if anyone else does, it's going to hurt our company. Because it's true. Colby's very talented. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I told him, I'm not going to start that process
until
you tell me you're really going to move up here, because it's going to be bad if I go to everybody and say, you got to hire this guy.
And then,
he's the best guy ever, and then he's unhireable because he doesn't live in Manhattan.
What are you going to do about your living situation then?
Well, I don't care. He can sleep in Aaron's room.
Okay.
We better fix the bed.
Well, and then he'll eventually get his own place.
Well, I knew that, but I mean, I just didn't know, like...
He doesn't have a dog. We don't have to worry about him.
No, that's not what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. But what I was getting at was the fact that, like, you signed a year lease, so I didn't know if you were going to, like, because you couldn't just up and get, like, a three-bedroom like you originally wanted to with me.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, and but so, I would expect him, I mean, he can live here until he gets on his feet, and I'm sure that he wouldn't have problems finding a roommate or anything else.
Yeah, finding a room.
Well, and we happen to live in a town with a big school, so it's not like, and it's a state school, so it's not like...
And there's plenty of listings right now.
And he
hasn't
started an actual major, so it's all general stuff.
Yeah.
And he is taking summer classes, he said, but, I mean, I feel like he could just easily take them up here or just start next semester and be, you know, half a semester behind or whatever. But, I mean, this is why it's more serious than normal, because he doesn't really have a lot of commitments. And I feel like he's getting frustrated with his life because, you know, nothing's really working out.
Which is good,
though, because...
He feels
stuck because who doesn't at 19?
That's what he needed
19,
to be, because before, like, he wanted to be up here, but he couldn't because of school and his job.
Well, yeah,
now
and
that
he
his
doesn't
job
really,
is out of the
he doesn't really want to be up here. Like, he loves it up here, and he loves to hang with me, but I know that he has more friends down there.
Oh, that's true.
His family's down there, and then he had a job, and he had school. But, like, the more that life goes on, as all of us are noticing, maybe not Chris, but all of us are noticing, like, friends tend to drop off as you get older.
That sucks.
School will eventually end, and you can't be a teller for the rest of your life. Like,
nope.
And I don't know if this is the time that he'll figure that out. I doubt that, because he still has a lot of stuff for him in Wichita, I think. But it is interesting, and it gets my hopes up a little bit to think, oh, Colby could be coming up here pretty soon, and that would be awesome.
It would be awesome, but it's probably still going to be, like, what, a year away?
No, I mean, it would have to be soon, because he has no money.
Well, I get that, but I mean, like, if it doesn't really happen, then it's not really, like...
No, and I doubt it'll happen this time. It'd be great if it did. I'd love it if it did. But, I mean, if it did, it would be soon.
I
texted him, and I said, what did I say to him? I'll just read you what I said. I said, let me know what I can do for you here. Obviously, you'd have to be serious about coming up here before I started talking you up, because if I made it so everyone wanted to hire you and then you were unhirable, that would not be good, but I'll help you out if you want it. And he said, I'm seriously considering it. Let me talk to my parents and see what they think, and I'll let you know. I appreciate it. And then that was the end of our conversation. Mm-hmm. So, and his parents still do have a big kind of hold and role in his life, yeah. Which, I mean, they should. He lives with them, and they're wise, their parents or whatever, but...
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, the tides are starting to turn. But I felt like I've thought that before.
So. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You thought that a while ago.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever. I mean, we'll just see what happens. But I thought it's an interesting development, if anything, if once Rena and Leela ends. You know, it'd be nice to have another show on the network.
It would be.
Because it'll just be Life, Animalytics, and Men of Wit. So.
But at least Men of Wit's catching on.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Men of Wit is. Men of Wit. The newest episode is hilarious. You ever shown your man, Men of Wit? He needs to see it.
We can watch it after this.
Okay. Okay. So, what is the last episode of Rena and Leela, by the way? Let's just do a little bit of duo house cleaning right now. Is it this episode or is it the next episode?
It should be the next one. If okay. not one after that.
Are we doing anything special for your last episode?
I don't know. We would have to talk business about that tomorrow.
Okay. We'll just have to rope Malia into that.
Because I know graduation is the 18th, so then I think the 22nd is what we were looking at to be our last show.
Okay. So you do one after graduation, because I know Malia starts a job, so.
Yeah. And she's going to be here that week to, what she told me, because she has to clean her room, and she's going to help clean, like, the bathroom.
Clean her room.
No, like, since we're moving out, like, you have to clean everything to get your deposit back.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're going to get that back, I bet.
I know, right?
Oh, we found giant holes in your attic. They weren't there when you moved in.
Yeah, well, let's not go into that.
How's that going, anyway?
Let's see. They removed the raccoons.
Okay.
Yay! Which left a bunch of holes in, like, the soffit vent area.
Boo.
Which then birds moved into.
You just used the word soffit again.
I know.
Little Miss Muffet.
So now you have birds in your house.
Birds were in the
vent
and the soffit area.
I never get to use these.
I know. That's why I'm waiting. I had birds.
Is that kind of bird?
It's Katrina's life. Of course it's that kind of bird.
What about this? Is that kind of bird? No? This one? Is it a gaggle of geese in your house?
No.
What about this bird? Because that would be annoying if this was in your house. Is that what Malia and Asha said? You know, this part especially, I could see Malia doing this noise. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
Did she send you the Snapchat of her flying off the couch like a bird?
No, she never sends me the good ones.
She did that one the other day.
What about this bird? Is this one in your house?
No.
What about this one?
No.
Okay, I'm out of birds. Thank you for letting me play all those birds.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got to debut a lot of them.
In any case, so then we had to send in another request saying, you know, fix these vents and remove the birds. That's my stomach.
That was an alligator. You don't have alligators in your house, do you?
Anyway, so the guy came and he changed all the vents, and I remember watching him on, like, or went out there to kind of see what he was doing to make sure he, because he was the old lazy man who just, I hate him.
I love how you just steamrolled.
He has a bad attitude.
Yes.
Anyway, and I watched him when he did the last one, and either he dropped the screw or whatever it is. I remember seeing that there were 6 screws needed to put the vent into place.
Okay.
And he didn't put the 6th one in. Which...
good enough.
Basically, that's... He's just...
Yeah. Five will hold it.
Basically...
Why use 6 when 5 will do?
Exactly.
You know, we do live in a shanty town, but...
No, our landlord's
our
great.
Our landlord is great, and our
which
guy
is why no one here needs a green card to live here. They just
and our
quesos. Quesos, that's not right. That's cheese.
Pesos,
that's what it is.
And our man who fixes everything is also nice, and he always smiles,
you know,
and
what?
Waves at me.
If they, I thought she said shows his boobs, not smile and waves. I don't know what I'm thinking. But if someone up here brought me queso, I would take back all my shit.
You have queso.
Do you know how delicious their queso's got to be over there? Sometimes
delicious.
I walk out, and it smells like the best
It
Mexican
does.
Restaurant in the world, and then sometimes I walk out and it smells like pot everywhere. So it really depends on the day.
In any case, back to that vent. There was a
oh yeah.
for that.
The vent about the vent.
The vent is Malia still hears stuff, and I found out the other day that the birds have pulled the vent down in that area where that last screw wasn't.
How
and
do
have
birds
built-
pull a vent? They don't have hands.
Their beak. I don't know
Download
how.
Download the video, guys.
But there is it's bent outward, and the bird flies in there, and there is a nest in there, and there's also a nest at our back door.
Well, that's cute.
I mean, that's what I was sitting in my car, and as I like pulled into my driveway, I saw the bird just flying around, and all of a sudden I was like, where did it go? And all of a sudden I see it come out of the vent.
How did they get the little raccoons out of your attic? Because they sealed them in, right? Mm-hmm. Did they just die up there?
Because the back of the house, there were holes that needed to be patched. All of that is rotten wood. So basically all the guy had to do was where the patches was, he just kind of pulled it down.
So you put another hole in your house, and then they ran out that hole?
No. They were babies. So he like made a hole in the house.
And then pulled them out.
It was rotten wood. So then he just reached his hand up there and pulled them out. Yes.
So you didn't end up killing the babies?
No, but the one was still in the kitchen and died there, so... I mean, we have one that's dead.
He liked the gun noise. It's like I don't even know if he can hear it.
Easily entertained.
He's like, shotgun.
He can hear. I've been watching his reaction.
Die, babies!
In any case.
I like the shotgun noise. We talked about this a little bit also, Colby, because the shotgun sounds so pathetic, but the echo sounds so loud.
Yeah,
it's like true. It's like the audio engineer who made that. It's like, shotgun's going to last 1/2 a second. Echo's going to last 10 seconds.
Funny story is they did a showing today on the house, and I asked them, I was like, are you doing more showings? They're like, it was apparently the people who signed the lease, one of them hadn't seen
it. Are you there
house.
When they do the showings?
I was today.
You ever think about putting like a sign somewhere?
We did have a sign up there that said, do not rent this hellhole.
This is the worst house on the planet.
We had several signs. And like in our bathroom, we have a list of toilet clogs and overflowing. I don't know if that just makes us look like we can't, I don't know. But anyway.
It's like, great location. Terrible place to live.
Point being, when they were out, one of them made a comment because apparently they heard about it, but they're just like, oh yeah, did you ever get rid of the, did you ever, you know what happened with the squirrel situation?
Did they listen to the show?
I don't know.
Katrina, is it possible that there are people listening
to
this show in Manhattan?
No, because if they listened to the show, they wouldn't have rented the place in the first place.
They want to live where famous radio personality Katrina Abbott's live.
I wish
they want to poop where you try many times to poop and the toilet explodes.
I don't use that toilet. No.
Obviously, because it explodes.
Anyway, and thankfully, the person showing the tour was like, no, actually, it was raccoons. And I was like, it was a raccoon and 3 pups.
That's better.
And then they're like, oh, so, you know, the situation has been taken care of.
Did you get them squirrels out? Oh, it wasn't squirrels. It was raccoons.
And then...
over here's a nice nook.
And then they said something else about, oh, that's been taken care of. We're like, oh, I'm glad that's over. And I'm just kind of like, there's more.
Yeah.
I mean, the raccoons are gone, but the
birds have moved in.
I was like, you know, then we had birds, and then they're like, and, or no, I said something to the extent, I was like, oh, and other things.
It's a lovely place to live. I mean, the Bill Snyder Family Stadium's right across the street. Walk to every football game, every basketball game.
You can sell your driveway for money.
But you're never going to sleep because there's going to be birds going chirp, 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 chirp in your ear at all hours of the day and night.
And when they aren't bugging, you're going to get the raccoons.
Yeah,
and when that's not happening, your toilet's going to overflow.
Oh, and it's going to take 3 months for them to care about fixing any of it.
Oh, and you can't ever shower here because noodles will come out of your shower.
That was my bad, apparently.
How is that your bad? Putting noodles anywhere in your house should not make them come out the shower.
Unless you put them in the shower.
I put them down the garbage disposal.
So?
And because our pipes are so bad, that's why it...
Doesn't sound like your fault.
It's still not my fault, but the guy was... He's like, well, you... He's like, technically garbage disposals are just a catch. They're not actually supposed to, like, to put stuff down, like all your food down.
You mean like garbage?
Because I put like... I
so
took,
you're telling me the garbage... You should have
pot.
Me come over so I can be like, you know, the
noodles.
Garbage disposal, the thing that's called a garbage disposal is not meant for disposal of garbage? Is that what you're telling me right now? You're telling me that if I dispose of my garbage in the garbage disposal, I'm going to be showering in it the next day, and then I would hit
him in his face
so hard his head would blow up.
No, it would... You wouldn't be able to shower because the shower wouldn't drain.
I'm going to drain some blood. Because
the guy had to put a tool down
there
and like clean it out, and then he was able to flush it out.
Yeah, I would ask him if he even needs that tool because he's such a big one, he might as well use himself.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. You should have had me come over. I could have.
No, I mean, it would be great to have you. It would be great to have you in the courtroom.
I would have. Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
That probably wouldn't go.
I object. These people are morons.
Fun fact with that, though. We went to the courthouse to get our paperwork to file a claim against them. And the lady was like, oh, you know, who are you filing a claim against? And
she's
I was like,
oh, I added to the pile.
I was like, my property management. And they're like, oh. And then she said, say something. And she stopped her. She's like, which one? I was like, Emerald. And she's like, oh. That's the one I was going to guess. It's wow. sad when the county clerk knows who you're suing.
Yeah.
Well, that probably means you're going to lose, though, right?
No. I mean, that means there's a lot of claims
yeah,
against them.
I would think they would be out of business if they had to pay everybody all this stuff, right?
You would think, but I guess
Well,
not.
What are you going to get from them?
I don't know. We haven't decided. I know we're...
Do you get to choose, or does the judge choose?
No, like, I mean, we set up an amount, and then the judge, I mean, through our claims...
Figures out
if
that's
we'll
fair or not.
Yeah, and I'm still calculating.
Can you say what the amount is?
When I was calculating today, I know it's going to be, like, it was like eight... I took a Snapchat. Never mind. It was like $800, but I hadn't finished calculating, so I think we're just going to round that to 1,000. I mean, but
you had another zero to that.
I mean,
baby.
I haven't. Well, small claims you can only go up to 4.
Well, you better go to real court.
And so, I mean, I haven't added in like, and I don't know if it'll count like the fact that like I missed days off of work. Granted, I wasn't getting paid, but if I was getting paid, that would have been at least
you can't
2
put
weeks
a price
of...
on your mental welfare.
Exactly, which is and that what was another issue.
Which is what they've done to you. I
it
mean,
was
seriously,
that, as
they
well as
they
Malia's.
Took they could have they affected your grades. They affected your work schedule.
Yeah,
you could have gotten
sanity with the fact that they kept brushing us off like oh no.
Yeah.
Like you're dumb. Like we know what the problem is, and then it turned out they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, we knew they didn't. All
you guys
along.
Deserve more than $1,000 for that.
And that's what we're calculating up. But at the same time, like we still want it. We don't want to be like, oh, we're gonna just. Sue you for all you have. It's like, no, we want to.
Yeah, you
want to.
You
want to
actually get something.
Then we want to present it in a mature way. Like we are suing for this because of this, and that way, then we can go from there. Because I don't want to
make it too outlandish. They're going to be
like,
eh.
Oh, you're being childish. Like you're ridiculous. And so I don't know. We're still calculating because we haven't added in mental duress and everything else.
I would add $3,000.
And I haven't talked to Malia about it yet because like I've just calculated, the $200 for the washer and dryer. I did $50 for a tank of gas for my dad. I did the $50 for him fixing my dryer. I did $50 for the tool, for the part to fix my dryer. And then I did the $530 for the toilet charges. Then there was $30 for the plumber coming over to fix the clog,
yeah.
Which wasn't really it. And we have to do that on a weekly basis now. it's sad. And then, and that alone was where I was at with $800.
You think in the long run they would save a lot of money by just
fixing
gutting,
it right
just
the first
gutting
time
the house and just fixing it.
And Malia has threatened to, she did file a claim against the Better Business Bureaus.
Yeah,
and they were notified of it because we got a packet in the mail. She got a packet in the mail the other day, where they had basically brought us all the copies of how they've addressed the issue that the complaint that she had made with the Better Business Bureau. And it was funny because how they worded it. They're like, oh, well, we've addressed this issue. You've addressed it doesn't mean you fixed it.
Yeah.
But anyway. So we'll just see how that happens. And we're waiting till August to do that because that way we know if they're going to take our deposit from us. Because if they do that, then
you
we can...
You want to add it in.
Yeah. Because then we will sue for another... What was it? It's like $1,200 is what our rent is. Plus $600 was for my pet deposit.
$1,200 for that piece of junk.
It's
house.
Technically $1,150, but this next semester it's going to be $1,250. But yeah, it's $1,150.
Oh my god,
that's ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
I was going to say like the layout of the house is nice and its location is nice, but the actual house,
the location's great.
If it was a decent house in that location,
yeah.
I would say $1,150.
Yeah, if they just left
well,
it,
even
like,
if
kept
even
it
if
up,
the inside was the way it was and it just
if they
just
kept
it, just
it up
worked.
Yeah, it would be a great house.
It would be worth it, I
and that's
because
why I think
of
everyone
the location.
Gets, and that's why everyone gets shot in and like
yeah,
they get into
it
because it's like it's got the best location and it looks great, but it does not really.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
Well, good luck to you.
I'm gonna need it. I'll give you an update. It'll be one of our specials when I come visit.
You've already decided you're not just gonna visit now.
Well,
what happened to you?
Well,
you're
going
to try hard you can to be on
the show.
We only
have 5 shows left.
Yeah, but we also already established it's 3. We also already established that wasn't true. It was a joke.
And then we extended it a month, so we made it.
Yeah, I think we added 10 more shows.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. But now you're like, I'm going to visit.
Well, I don't know where my life is going to take me.
Well, life's going to stay right here.
I don't know where my life is going to take me.
As long as it's not to Detroit, I'm all good with that.
I know. I'm okay with that, too.
Detroit.
Lame. Let's go to Colorado.
Yeah. I would go to Bosnia before I went to Detroit. Is Bosnia even a country anymore?
No.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
I'm going to go with yes. My guess is yes.
Let's just go to Colorado.
I read online that they're trying to cut Detroit out of Michigan and sink it into the sea.
Good luck with that.
I read that online.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you?
I did.
I read that online.
So,
and you always believe everything.
I want to get this article out of the way because it's...
Is this a single man?
It's for the single man out there.
All single men.
I really feel like this should be directed to high school. And let me tell you a story about my high school.
Put your hands up.
Okay.
Okay, so
go ahead. Can you imagine men doing the Beyonce?
Yeah, I did. Joe Jonas did it.
So, I think I have a video of that. I actually meant of you dancing to the song, but then I realized that it was Diamonds. I have a video of.
Shine bright like a diamond. She just totally killed my solo.
Yep, it's okay because I still have it on here.
Okay, anyway. So when I was in school, I was a total ladies' man. No, I was just like I am now. Hateful, made fun of everybody, said things the way they were.
Had awful hair.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
I mean, he still has awful hair. Look at him. He hasn't changed it since high school.
Get that graduation photo of you. You have awful hair.
His big hips still in high school.
Burn.
So there was this guy who came from New York City.
Mm-hmm. New York City.
And he single-handedly came in and basically took over the ladies. And the way he did this is I went to a Christian school and it was part of a church. And so we would go into like the main sanctuary of the church for like chapel and group meetings and larger classes. And so during one of these classes, and also you guys know my classes didn't really exist. So during one of these classes, I don't think the teacher was there or we just didn't care. All the ladies were around this man from New York City because he was singing You Will Be Loved by Maroon 5 on his guitar.
You will be loved. Wait, now, I thought it was She Will Be Loved.
Whatever. Now, if
I don't remember.
I think it is she. Now, if you can imagine singing worse than what Katrina and Chris just did there, that's what this guy sounded like. It was awful, but he had a guitar. So this just
made it better.
A French study that was just published suggests women are more attracted to a guy hefting around a guitar and supports that another story published in Israel last year. Here's the French story in a summary. The experiment tested the assumption that music plays a role in sexual seduction. 300 young women were solicited in the street for their phone number by a young male who either held a guitar case, a sports bag, or had nothing. Results showed that the man holding the guitar case was associated with greater compliance to the request, thus suggesting that musical practice is associated with sexual seduction.
I could see that.
Specifically, researchers took an incredibly gutsy 20-year-old actor and had him introduce himself to 300 young women between 18 and 22. That's the ripe age. You're almost out. You gotta prepare yourself. You got like 4 months to escape. Find a better model. Say, I think you're really pretty. Okay, that's what the guy said to him. 18 and 22-year-old walked up to him, said, I think you're really pretty, and asked for their numbers. One-third of the time, he was carrying a guitar case. One-third of the time, a sports bag. And one-third of the time, nothing. 31%, which, if my math is correct, 101, give or take one or two,
basically,
women gave him their number when he had a guitar. 1 in 3 women between 18 and 22, if you walk up to them and say, you're really pretty, can I have your number? Will give you their number if you have a guitar on your back. 9% gave it to him when he had the gym bag, and shockingly, 14% gave him their number when he had nothing. So people who carry around gym bags are more hated than people who have nothing, but you are twice as likely to pick up chicks if you have a guitar.
That's true.
In a bag. You could carry your lunch in it and just have it around your back and walked up to 18, 20-year-olds and be like, you're really pretty. Can I have your number? And they'd be like, sure. And just give it to him. Then you throw it away. The study out of Israel, researchers had a Facebook profile with a photo of a man send requests to 100 single female students at Tel Aviv University and Ben Gurion University. Half the time, the profile featured a boring non-guitar guy, and half the time, the profile had a dude strumming a guitar. Only 5 out of 50 accepted the request from the guitarless profile. 14 out of 50 responded positively to the profile with a guitar. Note, you don't actually need to play the guitar. You just carry it around with you and wait for the ladies to hurl their numbers at you.
Until you come to the second date and they're like, will you play that? What happened to that guitar?
You only need one date, Katrina.
That's true.
You just break it up. She will be loved. Oh. Sure comes off. That's all it takes.
That's how that works.
That's how it works. I'm
I did not know
you.
That rule.
And now we have science to back it up.
Let's go. Can I go find someone with a guitar now?
Yeah, that's fine with me. We should take a break so you can look for that man.
Okay.
During our commercial break. And tell me how successful you are.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Let me run.
We'll wrap up the show. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. This is the segment where we wrap everything up. We tell you about how thankful we are that you watched, and we talk about how we're going to be back here next week. We tell you how to hook up with us, and we
pulled out the food.
We tell you how to
queso.
We tell you what we didn't get to. Here's what we didn't get to.
Army balls.
Let's start there. Okay, yeah, we didn't get to the army ball that or the military ball that Katrina went to. That didn't happen. We also didn't get to something else. Her talk about school being over.
Or the Fringe.
Or Fringe. Or her girls' weekend that's coming up.
So we got to none of Katrina's topics.
Or
okay.
We didn't talk about Domino's Live, which is giving people the ability to watch via webcam your pizzas being made at Domino's.
Oh, whoa.
We didn't get to talk about that. Sorry, can't
you just
comment.
Did.
Nope, can't comment on it.
Yeah,
we
didn't.
No, because
either.
We didn't talk about it. We
that
can't
looks so
comment.
Cool. Guess what? Commented.
Nope, no one heard it. I muted you.
He's gonna cut it out when he edits, so unless you're watching live.
I won't do that, it takes too much time.
I was gonna say, I edited myself.
Yeah, well, and I do have to bleep you already, you did cuss once.
I know.
I think
I'm
I did
glad
too.
You caught it.
No, you were
Chris
fine.
Did.
No, she was fine.
No, she cussed.
No, she
you
was fine.
You cussed!
I cussed, but maybe apparently
she
my
did.
Word was okay.
She did. She said the F word 7 times.
Yep.
That's what happened. Yeah. So, how those chips, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a moment, let's listen to Katrina eat.
Oh, wait.
Yummy. We got 4 minutes left in the show, and Katrina has obviously already said no.
Hey, at least I didn't bring in... Well, I did bring in my food. They usually have the food in the first segment, and I waited until
I like how she decided to be healthy tonight and get a shake. However...
Now she's eating queso.
Now she's eating chips and queso.
Yeah.
It kind of defeats...
So now you've got grain, dairy, vegetables, and fruit. What's
Where's the protein?
All the food groups.
All the food groups.
I'm a vegetarian, didn't you know?
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian like Carmen, who doesn't eat things?
Yeah,
well,
Carmen
it makes
eats
me feel
chicken.
Better if I eat an egg when I get home.
And fish. She also eats fish.
Please eat an egg.
Please.
And send me a picture of you eating the egg. Eat that egg. So anyway, we got to end the show. The show's coming up. We got to do all this stuff here.
All right, let's do.
Okay. So, first thing you can do is go to duo.com/life and subscribe on iTunes if you want to get it that way. You can get it on your iPod and your iPhone and everything like that. You can also go to facebook.com/duo and twitter.com/duo and like us and follow us. We post stuff there occasionally.
We do.
We also have a new Life shirt in the Duo shop.
Woo-hoo!
So go purchase it or admire it and buy something else there. There's lots of shirts for every one of our shows. Men of Wit, Seth and Colby, Rena and Leela, Life, Colby and Colton, Seth and Brian, the show. A lot of shows.
You got stuff.
A lot of shows. We got lots of stuff. And we got hoodies if you live in Alaska and it's still cold. We've got t-shirts. We've got tank tops. We've got
sweatpants.
We've got relaxing pajama sweatpants. Yeah. We've got water bottles. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So go check that out. Duo.com/shop. DEWOH.com/shop. And of course, you can watch us live. We'll be back next week. Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time. That's midnight in London, it's 4 o'clock in California, in Denver, it's 5 o'clock, and in New York, it's 7. There you go.
Woohoo!
Pick a time and watch us!
6 Woo-hoo. O'clock.
6 o'clock, we'll be here, because we live in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah.
The middle of the country.
Middle Earth.
And duo.com/live is where you can go to watch that. DEWOH.com/live. And if you want to email us so your letter can be possibly included in our listener letter segment on the first show of every month.
I was just waiting till Wednesday morning to email. Of the week that we do letters.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Because you only take the last
Oh, yeah, 10. That's right. Yeah. So go ahead and email us. Life@duo.com. LIFE2DEWOH.com. I think that's it. Oh, and the biggest thing. Really?
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
The best thing you can do for us is to tell your friends. Post on your Facebook, post on your Twitter, post on your Pinterest, post on your Tumblr, post on your Vine, post on your Path, post on your
Foursquare.
Instagram, post on your Foursquare.
Insta Foursquare.
They get the picture.
Are there any more? Did I miss
any? No, okay. I think people know.
That's right. Let people know you're listening to Life at Duo.com. Duo.com/life. And we really appreciate it. That's it. We'll be back next week, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to fade this out. Patented fade out. Boom. Okay. And yeah, that's it.
And we'll see you next week.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. We should time it so like the music just ends perfectly.
No, that never it's time happens. For me to bounce now because I spent enough time here. It's kind of like.
Good point. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Live from.
Oh, dog.
This is Life.